Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog, dated September 30th, 2022, is titled Freedom versus Autonomy. Arguably, one of the greatest inventions is the automobile. Very few people call it an automobile anymore. Rather, it's typically called a car or vehicle. The word automobile is derived from two root words, autos, in the Greek meaning self, and mobile, in the French meaning moving. Combine these two meanings together and you get self-moving. From a driver's perspective, an automobile is a machine that is able to move itself. It really is a grand invention and would have been perceived as almost magical when it was first invented. Next we have the Greek word nomos, which is translated law in the Bible. For example, quote, "For the law, nomos, was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ," John 1:17. Law always implies a sovereignty, which has the right to dictate and enforce rules over its subjects. Law implies government and governmental authority. An easy way to think about law for our purposes here is to consider the practical aspects of it. For example, we are all under the law of our land, and if we break the law, we are duly punished. In other words, we live under the rule of whatever sovereignty God has ordained in our lives. Romans 13:1 through 2 reads, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment." According to Holy Scripture, the sovereign, holy God of the universe has instructed us to obey our governing authorities. This brings up an interesting point. In the case of America, for example, aren't we rather proud of our freedom, claiming to have fought wars over protecting it? Aren't we the, quote, "land of the free and home of the brave," according to the Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key? Indeed, we do enjoy special freedoms afforded to us through our Constitution. For example, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." First Amendment, U.S. Constitution. While we do enjoy certain freedoms in America, the question is, are we free to do whatever we want? The answer is no, of course. Then how can we claim to be a, quote, free country? It sounds like we aren't free, or really free after all, at least not totally. The truth is that we are always under the rule of government, even according to the Word of God, for God ordained such authorities to exist. We are under the nomos, or law. We have the God-given right to enjoy whatever freedom we are given under the law. God-ordained authorities enforce the boundary conditions of our freedom to protect ourselves and others from ourselves. We see this same nomos, often translated in English as the suffix nomi, as in astronomy, taxonomy, and economy. Each one of these words is a study of the law governing the prefix. For example, the Greek root word astron means celestial body or star. So astronomy refers to the study of the laws that govern the stars. In practical terms, an astronomist studies how the laws of physics govern the stars. It's a labor of discovery. Can a star up and decide to break the laws of physics if it so desired? Nope. Does an astronomist have the right to suggest such a thing? No. Stars are bound by the laws that God has put in place. Hebrews 1:3, quote, "He upholds the universe by the word of his power." So, we have two words, autos, self, and nomos, law, which comprise the English words autonomy and autonomous. An autonomous being enjoys, quote, self-law. In other words, an autonomous being is a law unto themselves, answering only to themselves, governed by themselves, with the authority and the right to be so. Who, pray tell, is the only being we know with that kind of self-law? God, of course. God is the only autonomous being. All other creatures ever created are under God's sovereignty. While certainly free in many ways, man is not autonomous. Does man sometimes deceive himself into thinking his freedom means he is autonomous? Absolutely. Does this change reality? Nope. Does man often pretend that his freedom is absolute, without boundaries, granted him by nature in virtue of simply being a human being? All the time. Does this change reality? Nope. Does man make the grave error of thinking he has the ability to lay down the law before God in order to assert himself as self-governing? Ask someone in hell and you'll have your answer. If man were truly free from rule other than his own, aka as a law unto himself under self-law, then he would be autonomous by nature and therefore equal with God. So I want to leave you with an important question. What is, quote, free will? To help you discover what God's viewpoint on the subject is, I'll ask you a couple more questions. What does your human flesh naturally want free will to mean? I'll give you a hint. Consider Genesis 4:7 and Romans 7:8. What does the Bible say free will is, given it is impossible for man to be autonomous, lest he claim to be God? For the record, the Bible never uses the phrase free will. From the very beginning, God has been lawgiver. From the very beginning, man has had freedom, but has never been autonomous. From the very beginning, lawbreakers, those tempted to think, quote, free will means autonomy, have been justly punished. Genesis 2:16-17 reads, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.